stay right where you are. Hugh Stevens is on the way with the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'm revealing who is number 5 in the BBC Sound Poll of 2015. But right now, it's time for Radio 1 News Beat with Jonathan Blake.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Thousands have signed a petition against Ched Evans joining Oldham Athletic.
News Beat.
More than 20,000 people have signed a petition calling for Oldham Athletic not to sign convicted rapist Ched Evans. It's thought the League One club is on the verge of offering the striker a contract, and he may train with them this morning. Evans was released from prison after serving half a 5-year sentence for raping a woman in a hotel in 2011. These supporters aren't sure it's a good move.
Obviously, with the history, it's going to be quite sensitive, but he's a good footballer, so I think it'll do well for the club.
Oldham's a family club, supposed to be anyway, and it's a poor decision. You know, when he scores his first goal, how many people will cheer?
Newsbeat.
The owners of a huge Norwegian cargo ship have praised its crew after it was deliberately steered into a sandbank in the Solent. It's thought the boat was beginning to tilt, although it's not clear why. Everyone on board was rescued. 8 members of a cargo ship which sunk off the northeast coast of Scotland are presumed to have died. The freighter was spotted in trouble in the Pentland Firth near Orkney on Saturday. The search has been suspended and an investigation is underway. The charity Save the Children says it's determined to find out how a Scottish nurse contracted Ebola at a treatment centre it runs in Sierra Leone. Pauline Cafferkey is critically ill in hospital in London. Rob McGillivray is from the charity.
We would certainly be focusing on how the personal protection equipment is used, how it's put on, more importantly, how it's taken off.
Every baby born in England will now be tested for 4 more types of rare diseases. Newborns already get the heel prick blood test to see if they suffer from conditions including cystic fibrosis. The new scheme's expected to uncover 30 extra patients a year who need life-saving treatments. Sport and Queen's Park Rangers were the only Premier League team knocked out by a lower league side in yesterday's FA Cup third round action. League One's Sheffield United were 3-0 winners at Loftus Roads. Here's Sheffield boss Chris Morgan.
Very proud to come away from home against a Premier League team. You have to be at your best. And I thought everybody stuck to the task. We stood up and beat a top team.
2 goals from James Milner helped Manchester City come from a goal down to beat Sheffield Wednesday 2-1. Crystal Palace cruised to a 4-0 win over non-league Dover. Manager Alan Pardew was taking charge of his first game since leaving Newcastle.
We grew in confidence as the game went on. We never looked in trouble, really. I don't really think our keepers had too much to do.
There were also wins for Arsenal, Chelsea, Stoke and Sunderland. In the Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen extended their lead at the top to 4 points with a 2-0 win at Motherwell. Former British number one Laura Robson has confirmed she'll miss the Australian Tennis Open and plans to return to action in February after more than a year out. She had wrist surgery in April. And Gary Anderson defeated the 16-time champion Phil Taylor by 7-6 to win the PDC World Darts Championship. And the weather, cloudy and breezy across most of the UK, feeling warmer than yesterday, some patchy rain likely in the west. It's 6:32, time for the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Hugh Stevens.